Welcome to the Health in the Real World podcast, where we bring you practical insights to transform your well-being. I'm your host, Chris Jahnke, and I help people eliminate chronic back pain with stretches and gentle exercises. This podcast gives us the opportunity to explore various avenues of health and wellness and also meet some pretty cool people as well. Today's episode is a very special one where we delve into the theme of overcoming adversity. I'm thrilled to have Amor Trzeski with us today. Amor is the author of Been There, Done That, and motivational speaker, cancer life coach. I don't know if that's the official name, but that's what I'm going to call you. As a two-time cancer survivor, she's also someone who's gone through hell and back, not only conquered health challenges, but has emerged stronger on the other side. So what I do want to say also to everyone watching is whether you're dealing with health concerns or any other life hurdles, this episode will be packed with a lot of things. So Amor Trzeski, how to overcome adversity to transform your life. Welcome, Amor. How's it going?
Hey, Chris. Hi, everybody. Awesome. Really, really awesome.
We are live now on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. This is also going to be played later on audio only as well. So Amor, we introduced you, but let's get into, just give us a quick background and then we can get into some of the questions.
Okay, quick background. Let's see here. I have dealing with adversity all my life. Never really thought of adversity as something that was strengthening until I was faced with breast cancer in 2013, ovarian cancer in 2016. And just prior to cancer, I was insecure, had a lot of fears, just striving to have society dictate me what I needed to do and follow that. But then after those adversities, I just found such strength. And now I'm living my life with full possibilities. I've been transformed and I want to share that. That's a quick background.
Can you share one of those stories that one of those challenging experiences that led to a significant transformation in your life?
Yeah, well, actually, the biggest is how I, second time I had cancer, ovarian, and several times I almost felt I was meeting my end. And I was just sitting there riddled with pain, feeling hopeless, feeling lost, feeling weak. And I really thought that was it for me. And I just thank God, my God, for everything. And I just thought I had lost control of everything. And after I processed through my grief, my loss and all that stuff, I remember just taking a deep breath after all the crying and looking out and thinking, okay, now what? And it just dawned on me, Amor, you're not dead yet. You're still alive. There's still life to live. And so that's when it hit me between now and my last breath, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? And that was to stop living with fear, stop living with insecurities, and start living with my possibilities that I create for myself, not from anybody else.
Yeah. Wow. That's a huge insight into even something as intense as cancer, if that can help you come to that insight, right? That can be a pretty powerful thing. So what strategies or mindset shifts did you employ to navigate that? Like, how did you get to that point? Because I'm sure some people will go through that cancer and not feel what you did, like not have that switch in their head where, okay, now it's really time to focus and use this adversity as a positive. What would you tell somebody either who maybe is going through cancer or even somebody who's going through day-to-day, you know, trials and tribulations? How do you use that to transform your life?
Well, here's the thing. The first thing is to look at what is adversity for you and how have you dealt with adversity? Initially, we would deal with adversity with upset, anger, grief, blame, you know, why is the world like this? How come I'm in this situation, the self-pity and all that? And it's all this emotional mumbo jumbo that we create in our heads. So how do we deal with it and how do we react to it? And so instead of reacting with why me, how come this and how come that, what I've learned to do was just focus on, okay, here's the situation and what are my options? What can I do? What do I have control over? And what do I not have control over? I don't have control over other people. I don't have control over my circumstances. I can't control the situation, but I can control me. I can control how I react to it. And how I react to it really leads to the outcome. So negative reaction is negative outcome. Positive reaction, reaction of possibility and of optimism and strength leads to a a positive outcome or positively realistic outcome.
Positively realistic. Sounds like you're asking yourself a lot of questions, right? It sounds like a lot of self-reflection. Would you say that you were aware that you were using sort of like self-reflection strategies, or what role does self-reflection have in not only what you went through, but also your day-to-day life, you know, asking those questions to yourself?
Yeah, it's constant. It's not an overnight thing. It really is. When you're faced with adversity, you got to stop right there. Instead of reacting to it, think of take the emotions out, and then what can I do, and why am I feeling this way? And then creating the shield around you that protects you. We want joy and we want peace. So we create the shield by just thinking of, okay, is how I'm reacting going to lead to the outcome that I want? If I'm going to panic, does that lead to the results that I want? No. If I'm going to allow people or circumstances to affect how I think, is that going to lead to my happiness or my peace? No. And so it's actually going into like a Zen kind of state and just feeling okay, quieting ourselves down, taking a deep breath and just thinking objectively, what can I do? One, two, three. It really is a practice in our mindset and also ourselves, and being at peace with things are going to turn to patootie shit. I'm sorry, wrong. It's going to turn to crap. And that's part of life, and it's okay. That we're, how do we grow from it? How are we going to learn from it? And I've learned so much and I continue to learn.
Yeah. So one thing that really struck me is when you said, take the emotion out of it. And that struck me because I know that you love to live life, right? You love to live life. You love to feel life. How would you bridge that gap? Somebody who says, well, I know that, you know, you like to live with a lot of positive emotion. You like to feel that emotion. But then when you did say, you know, overcoming that adversity, what do you mean by like taking emotion out of it? Because I know you want to live in that, almost like that middle ground, right? You want to have a fruitful and like emotionally fulfilling life. Yet at the same time, at this moment, you are taking the emotion out. You're almost like thinking very objectively about it. How would you navigate that seeming paradox right there?
Yeah. When you take the emotion out of it, it's temporarily taking the emotion out of it. Like the confusion, the overwhelm, the anger, the grief. If you're faced with something, just look at that. I do this. I'm like, okay, this is gripping me. This is paralyzing me in my thinking. I cannot think clearly. Let me put this aside first and then objectively look at what my options are. What am I going to do? What's the next step? What do I have that I can control? And then what can I not control? My sickness, my illness, I'll let the doctors take care of that. But I really have to just put it aside. And then later on, when things start to get in motion, then I go to the side and I process my angst. I process my fear. I cry. I cuss if I need to, but we do have to validate our emotions. We put on, I use the analogy of putting on your armor. You put on your armor of strength, and because we've done it in the past. Think of our what we've been able to overcome, the hurdles we've been able to overcome. Look back and think, I was able to overcome those hurdles. And then think of, okay, I am stronger than I gave myself credit for. Like Bob Marley's saying, yeah, you never know how strong you are until strong is your only choice. Yeah. And so find that strength, put on that armor. But every once in a while, that armor needs oil, right? To be flexible. You got to allow yourself to to validate your humanity and process through, but don't unpack and live there. Don't get emotional the whole time. Don't dwell in those negative emotions that do not allow you to result in the outcome that you want.
Nice. I like that. Don't unpack and live there. Like, feel the emotion, but let it be what it is. Don't unpack and live there. Have you seen the new Bob Marley movie, by the way?
No, I have not. Oh, I gotta look. Is it Netflix?
It's good. It's good. We saw it last weekend. One Love. I don't know how long it's been out. I think only like a week or so.
Okay.
There are a lot of people, I'd say maybe everyone on the planet, who's going through some sort of challenge right now, some sort of adversity. And, you know, whether it is health related, or maybe it's financial, or maybe it's relationships. Those are like the big three, right? That they always talk about: health, money, and finances, or health, finances, and relationships. What advice would you give to somebody that is struggling right now, and they're struggling with almost like their own transformation? So maybe they hear your words and they want to be able to have that transformation. They want to step out on that other side stronger. Mm-hmm. What would you say to those people?
Okay. First, I would say to them, got to stop, take the world out of it, look inside yourself, and then you think what you've been doing to react to problems and adversity, you've been doing all your life, and if it hasn't resulted in the happiness and the peace that you seek, then look another way, try another way. And a lot of the times the other way is self-reflection. What do you really want? What are your insecurities? What are your fears? And then think, are those fears real? The only real fear is when a tiger is running after you and is about to eat you up. That's a fear. But a lot of the fears we have in our minds and what we put in our heads, what we put in our minds, it manifests. It makes us, our stomach churn. It grips us. It just doesn't make us feel good. It does not benefit our desire to be joyful or to find peace. So if what we're doing is not leading to joy and peace or success that we want in life, then we need to try another way. And the self-reflection, understanding how we're getting in our way, because a lot of times we get in our way with the negative thoughts. And so that's the main thing. Self-reflection, taking the time for yourself to think, okay, is the path that I'm on, do I need to go around something? Do I have to? Because you don't have to go the path that you've been going in ever since. You can change. You can go around, you can go over, under, you can adjust. That's part of your evolving. You don't have to be the same person as you were. You can grow from the adversity. And you have those tools, the tools of humor and gratitude and the positive mindset. Gratitude is huge. One of the main things that I learned was in my worst times, I would be grateful for the light, everything that I saw, felt, heard, touched, sensed. I would look at the light socket. Thank you for the light socket. Thank you for the window. Thank you for the trees. Thank you for the floor. And when you use those words, thank you, it not only puts your mind to, you know, what you do have, the little things you have, but also it takes your mind off the things that you that we conjure up in our heads that are not even real. And it really allows us to focus in the moment. This is what's real. Right now, I'm here. I'm sitting here. I have so much, you know. And the things that we don't have starts going away when we say thank you. Because there's a lot. It's such a power tool. Gratitude is such a power tool.
Yeah. It can be really hard sometimes, right? Especially if we have some very, very big, a health condition or, debt, bankruptcy, somebody's after you. You don't know where you're going to live. These big situations that, it's really valuable, I think, to talk with you about that one instance where you made that decision, right? It almost like clicked and you went a different direction. But it is almost like, I'm thinking of two things here. One is that a lot of people are not going to experience something that's that in your face, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of these adversities are just these day-to-day adversities, which of course we can still apply some of the principles that you've talked about. But then also another thought that I'm thinking is, you know, you had this sort of epiphany, this aha moment, and changed directions. And I'm sure the majority of your decisions after that were affected. But what about like on an ongoing basis? Do you feel like this is something that you have to continually almost like remind yourself and, you know, be very conscious of? I don't know a lot of people who are raised to think gratitude, like, oh, thank you for this, thank you for that, right? A lot of us are raised to see what's wrong. Oh, I got a B minus, I need to get an A, or, you know, like that. It's, so how does this become an ongoing practice for you, I guess?
Well, it still is an ongoing practice for me, because we're human, and we have our highs and lows. We have the times when it's a roller coaster ride, where we can be strong. And other times it's like, gosh, I'm tired of being strong. It's tough. And so just validating our humanity and saying, okay, this, I am in this situation, but have this, what I do is what I would suggest is have this switch in your head saying, okay, this situation sucks. Validate that, you know, I don't like to be here. I feel lost. I feel angry, whatever, validate that. But then you turn the switch off. Like my friend who had a stroke, his name, Jim Cooper, he had a stroke. And what he did was he could not move anything. And so even though he was laying there, not able to move, not able to express himself, which would be so depressing, you have your dark moments and the darkness tries to grip you. And so you gotta just allow the light to come in you. This is your choice. You choose to be miserable or choose to be motivated. That's your choice, according to Dr. Wayne Dyer. So you make the choice. You have to find that drive within yourself, fuel yourself with that drive and say, okay, I'm tired of this. I do not want to feel lost. I do not want to feel this grief. I'm going to validate it. It's part of my being human. However, like being, you know, not unpacking and live there, here's what I am going to do. I'm going to little baby steps. And then with every achievement of every mini goal, like I'm able to now move my arm. This is Jim Cooper talking. I'm able to move my arm now. Okay, now I can start focusing on moving my legs, you know, one step at a time. And little mini goals make a big difference, because then you feel a sense of accomplishment. So the same with every day when you feel your loss, just do something and focus on that path. And if one step forward, two steps back, that's okay, as long as you move forward, because the past is non-existent. It's already done. Now it's up to you to move forward one step at a time.
Yeah, that's, I like what you said about, you know, even admitting like this sucks, this is not where I want to be. But then, like you said, not unpacking and living there, but okay, well, what do I want to create? So that's a good segue for what I want to ask about now. So we talked a lot about what you went through, your cancer, your sort of like your rock bottom, right? When you decided to change course, when you decided to let that adversity transform your life. Mm-hmm. What are you doing now? What does your life look like now? How do you help people, you know, coaching them? And, you know, what does everything look like now?
Oh, gosh, I feel so blessed. So what I look, I deal with a lot of cancer patients. There's a lot of, you know, transitioning out of life, which is passing away. And there's a lot of emotional transformations within me. Also, learning, growing. I see life full of possibilities. Who knows when it's going to end? But it's like looking at what I want to achieve, what I want to leave, how I want people, how I can affect people or create a positive impact. When I'm able to make someone smile, that makes me feel good. When I'm able to finish a project, even though some people may think it's no big deal, for me, it's a big deal. I'm like, yes, I was able to do this. I've learned to create and initiate my own possibilities. Instead of waiting for life to tell me what to do, I tell myself what to do. Okay, if I want something, I'll go for it. If someone says, oh, okay, that's not going to work out, you know what? If I'm not convinced of that, I'm going to still try it. And if it doesn't work out, hey, it doesn't work out. It's okay. Let life be life and learn through it. It's instead of saying win or lose in life, it's win or learn. I totally learn a lot. And so adversity has taught me so much. Before cancer, I was lost. I was insecure. I had a lot of fears. I was successful in life. But post-cancer, I am the happiest I've ever been. I'm the strongest I've ever been. And I look forward to more possibilities until the next life.
Nice. Awesome. Well, let's go a little bit. Let's go a little casual. We're going to get to know you a little bit. We're going to go shorter answers. No right or wrong. Well, there's never been a right or wrong, but what's your favorite food?
Oh gosh. It's called the pinak bet. Pinak bet is a Filipino dish with it's stewed eggplants and tomatoes and a bitter melon and squash, green beans, and
how do you spell that? How do you spell it?
P-I-N-A-K-B-E-T. Very nutritious, and you got to create taste buds for that. It's not for everybody.
Okay. Okay. So after you finish some of that, what's your favorite dessert?
Cream puffs. Really? I love cream puffs. Yeah, I love cream puffs. That or coconut cream pie.
Do you go to like a bakery, or is this like packaged at the store, cream puffs?
Oh, bakery would be great. But there's a restaurant over here, Lumberjack's, that has the biggest coconut cream pie, like really tall. And it's so good. So I allow myself every once in a while, well, rarely allow myself to eat those. And the more, because it's so rare when I eat my favorite foods or favorite desserts, the more I appreciate it.
I have to reach out to Lumberjack's for a sponsorship. Lumberjack's.
Oh, yeah, Lumberjack's.
Send over some free cream puffs. what are you doing later today?
Later today, oh my gosh, I am going to go to the hospital. I'm going to meet with the present CEO of Sierra Nevada Memorial Hospital in Grass Valley, an awesome leader for our rural hospital that has been named number one in the nation for rural hospitals, which is quite an achievement. Oh, wow. And I spoke to him yesterday about donating my books. And so I'll be donating my Been There, Done That book to Dr. Neely and the hospitals and the cancer patients there, of course. Yes.
Talk about Been There, Done That, the book. I mean, the book is like...
Oh my God. I got to go get it. Let me go grab it really quick.
Okay. All right. Well, she's leaving me live. So anyway, I want to talk to you guys about my book. No, just kidding. Hopefully you've enjoyed this episode so far. Amor will be back to showcase her book. Been There, Done That. But I want to hear from all of you listening to this, how you have used adversity to transform your life. It sounds weird, right? But adversity is like a workout, right? You don't get big biceps from the weak workout, so you need to lift some heavy weight. So how have you transformed adversity to used adversity to transform your life? And now here is Amor with her 3-inch thick book. Been There, Done That. What is the subtitle?
That is Been There, Done That, Practical Tips and Wisdom from Cancer Survivors to Cancer Patients. And this is a reference manual. And this is where I interviewed 19 cancer patients and survivors, pancreatic stage 4, colon, breast, skin, salivary gland, a host of different cancers, and how they've looked at life, how they not just survive cancer, but thrive despite having cancer. And so I'll be donating this to cancer patients for a limited period of time, because I really want those who are going through this awful disease, this experience of this awful disease, I want to help them cope, because it really is a nightmare to have to go through. I've gone through it twice, but I've also learned. And actually, I look back and I think, yes, it was awful, but it was also awesome, which sounds like an oxymoron because it just doesn't make sense. But when you do find your strength through adversity, because you're forced to reflect on it, you're forced to find it, And when you do find your strength, then you think, wow, that was awesome. I'm so happy. Weird, yeah. But I don't wish this on anybody, whoever is going through whatever your adversities are. Just remember that it's temporary, but it's up to you how you're affected by it and how you can learn and grow from it. Take it as an opportunity, because that's what life will throw your way, a lot of opportunities, a lot of adversities for you to learn and grow from.
Yeah. Wow. That's so true. And that book is just, it's a bunch of people who have gone through one of the ultimate adversities and share their wisdom with us. So how does somebody reach out to you if they want to get the book, or if they want to chat with you about coaching or have any questions about either themselves or a loved one?
Yes. I don't know. Did I give my email address there? But I also have my website, www.amortrusesky.com. I am on LinkedIn. You can email me at amortrusesky@gmail.com. If there's any questions, I'm here to support you. I also want to let you know that Chris has his chapter here on how to the ways to exercise and strengthen yourself after cancer or during treatment, because it's something that has helped me find my core strength after cancer when I was super weak, and Chris helped me a lot. A ton. And I'm stronger than I've ever been.
Yeah. And a lot of that is using very gentle workouts. And actually this little banner that's flashing along the bottom of the screen, yes. Work out smarter, not harder. That's always been my mantra, right? You know, baby steps. It really is a good, I guess, workout methodology, especially if you are coming back from something as intense as cancer or any other diagnosis. So I forgot that I put that in the book. That's right.
I also want to add that, Chris, when you mentioned the adversity in building strength, like your muscles, you know, your muscles won't get muscles unless you go through your body goes through the quote unquote adversity of something push. You know, if you push yourself, you drive yourself, you will only get stronger. So you have it within you. It's just consistency. Stay the course. If there's a hiccup, what I call hiccups, and you falter, just pick yourself up, move forward. Do not give up on yourself. There's a lot of self-respect, self-love that goes into transformation. And part of transformation is which is a major shift or a change in thought or behavior patterns. It involves a temporary loss of ego, and ego means. Ego is, it's not a bad thing, but ego is also your need to control things. You cannot control how life goes, but you can put your ego aside and allow life to process. And when you flow with it, you learn so much about, you know, yourself and about life and what makes you happy, what doesn't, and it's, and what makes you stronger. So it's within you. You can create that for yourself. Nobody else can do that except you. And you can do that. So.
Wow, that's so good. You know, as you were talking, I was just thinking about, you know, if we have any of us have those people in our lives who we really admire, maybe they're older, maybe they're, you know, in their 80s, 90s. And imagine that person, right? We ask that person, hey, you know, Johnny, you know, what are some stories of your life, right? This is someone we really, really admire. Mm-hmm. Most often, or if ever, Johnny's not going to say, I don't know, you know, my life was pretty easy.
Yeah.
Right. Those people who we really respect, they've had hard lives or just, you know, the same challenges that we all have. And they somehow figured out a way to overcome that using that adversity to transform their lives. So
that is
good stuff. Amor, thank you for joining us today. Appreciate it. Everyone, go to Amor's website. Final thoughts, last words. Go for it.
Oh, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. That's Henry Ford's words. And it is true. So say you can, you will, and move forward towards your transformation. It's up to you.
Nice. Let's get it done, people. All right. Thank you, Amor, for joining us today. Thank you, everyone, for being here. We'll be back live again next week on Health in the Real World.
Thanks, Chris. Take care, everybody.